with SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says U.S. and China have agreed to hold talks that will address a key American complaint about China's economic model.
I think the Chinese realize how concerned we are about the implications of their industrial strategy for the United States, for the potential to flood our markets with exports that make it difficult for American firms to compete.
A close ally of populist Prime Minister Robert Fico has defeated a pro-Western career diplomat to become Slovakia's new president and succeed Zuzana Kapitova, the country's first female head of state. Parliamentary Speaker Peter Pellegrini becomes Slovakia's sixth president since the country gained independence after the split of Czechoslovakia in 1993. Also at SRNNews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel faces a strategic threat from Hezbollah armed by Iran with as many as 170,000 highly accurate long-range rockets.
And they can take out all of our essential infrastructure, our air bases, our fuel lines. They could target Dimona. And then they also have cyber capabilities, something Hamas did not have.
On the Salem Radio Network earlier this week, Oren says Israel is being attacked by enemies on all sides.
In addition to that, there's the Shiite militias in Iraq and in Syria. We had a naval base in Eilat in the southern part of the country hit by a drone from Iraq the other day. The Houthis can hit us as well. The Houthis have rockets that can hit as far as Israel.
A high-dollar fundraising event in Florida last night for former President Trump brought in over $50 million, a record for one event. This is SRN News. Federal courts rule in favor of religious freedom.
The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a private religious school's tax-exempt status does not constitute, quote, federal financial assistance, and therefore does not place that school under the requirements of federal anti-discrimination law. At issue is Title IX, which transgender activists are trying to use to advance their agenda. If churches and Christian schools were to accept federal aid, they would be subject to Title IX. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas woman is suing the Starr County District's Attorney's Office after she was charged with murder over a self-induced abortion 2 years ago. So-called mother is seeking $1 million in damages after she was arrested and jailed for 3 days after she induced the abortion and wound up in the emergency room in 2022. The suit also claims the hospital staff violated her privacy rights when they reported the abortion to the DA's office. This is SRN News. U.S. safety regulators have closed an investigation into complaints that steering wheels can fall off some Toyota SUVs without seeking a recall.
The investigation opened in 2018 by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration covered about 708,000 Highlanders from the 2008 through 2013 model years. The agency says it's closing the probe because the problem happened rarely and likely was caused by collision damage. Toyota issued a bulletin in 2018 telling technicians to inspect the steering column when making repairs after any crash.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Anti-smoking groups are suing the U.S. government over a long-awaited ban on menthol cigarettes. The lawsuit aims to force federal officials to publish a rule banning the menthol cigarettes. Three anti-smoking groups filed the lawsuit in California. This is SRN News.